USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has received an emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration for use in children 12 to 15 years old. It's the first coronavirus vaccine to receive approval for teenagers. Data from the company has shown that the shot is safe for younger recipients and is highly efficacious in keeping them from developing COVID. The vaccine now awaits final approval from the CDC before teenagers can be administered the shot. And the Navy says its ships fired warning shots at Iranian ships on Monday in the Strait of Hormuz after armed speedboats came within 150 yards of American vessels. Naval Forces Central Command said a pair of Iranian boats broke off from a group of ships and approached a group of U.S. warships at high speed. After several verbal and acoustic warnings, the U.S. ships fired warning shots, causing the Iranian boats to withdraw. It's the second time in the last 2 weeks that American vessels operating in the Persian Gulf have fired warning shots at Iranian ships. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
A pipeline that supplies the eastern United States with nearly half of its fuel remains shut down Monday after a weekend cyber attack. The Colonial Pipeline was taken offline Friday by a ransomware attack, allegedly by a criminal group operating in eastern Europe. The continued shutdown has caused North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper to declare a state of emergency. His order lifts some motor vehicle fuel regulations until the pipeline comes back online. Speaking from the White House, President Biden addressed the cyber attack, saying that the FBI will undertake a global investigation to stop similar attacks.
We have efforts underway with the FBI and DOJ, Department of Justice, to disrupt and prosecute ransomware criminals. And my administration will be pursuing a global effort of ransomware attacks by transnational criminals who often use global money laundering networks to carry them out. My administration is also committed to safeguarding our critical infrastructure, which much of which is privately owned and managed like Colonial.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Several people were hospitalized after a balcony in Malibu, California, collapsed. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A terrifying moment Saturday when a Malibu, California beach house balcony packed with partygoers collapsed 15 feet under the jagged rocks below. 9 people were evaluated for injuries, including 4 who were taken to the hospital.
We were just chilling. It's a birthday party, and the back deck, and probably like 10 people on the back deck, and we heard a crack, and I literally saw all of my best friends and my girlfriend fall 15 feet to the rocks.
The Los Angeles County Fire Department told KABC7 there was probably too much weight on the oceanfront deck.
Not sure what that deck would be rated at, but for a residential home, that would appear to be a lot of persons on that, and potentially a lot of weight.
The fire department has declared the house uninhabitable. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has scheduled a vote for Wednesday to potentially remove Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney from her position as the party conference chair. Cheney has drawn criticism for her condemnations of former President Donald Trump's claims of fraud during the 2020 presidential election and her vote in January to impeach him. McCarthy said over the weekend that he supports replacing Cheney with New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.